जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारे, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारे, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरावन चारे, जमुना तीरावन चारे, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, 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 जमुना तीरावन चारे, जमुना तीरावन चारे, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे, जय जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय राधे जय राधे जय राधे जय श्री राधे जय श्री गोपाल श्री गोपाल जय श्री गोपाल जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद निताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल निताय गौर हरि बोल जय श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय श्री राधा गोपीनाथ ललिता विशाखा देवी की जय श्री गोपाल जी की जय श्री निताय गौर चंद्र की जय शिल प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकम् वंदेहं श्री गुरुः श्रीयुतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपां साग्रजातां सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधोर जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा When I was requested to come for the 160th Prerana. Around that time, I was in touch with some of my old Air Force batchmates, and we were remembering our training days. And that time, this was one of the slogans we had at our training center, which means as every day when we would begin our training for the day, we had to pass through so many different slogans and, you know, these quotes which would inspire you to go on and on and on to become a daredevil. So one of the slogans was this: dare to be rare. And just after that, some of my old school batchmates, so they formed a WhatsApp group, and in that WhatsApp group they included me. And like, you know, that as soon as a new WhatsApp group is formed, so there is, like, you know, a barrage of questions for everyone. Kahan tha, kitne saal. So after like almost 20 years, you know, this WhatsApp group was formed, and everyone was trying to know each other, and finally the questions, there was a list of questions in connection with me. So everyone was introducing themselves. Some they had become professionals and settled abroad, engineers, doctors, etc., etc. And then finally everyone was waiting, iska kya hua, is bande ka kya hua. So there was like, so everyone knew that I had joined the Air Force and, you know, all of those things, a promising career, selected as a fighter pilot in the national team of lawn tennis and all of that. But then, what happened? What just happened? What transpired? What was that catastrophic event in his life that made him this? So there were so many questions. You know, there was like a list of questions targeted that, you know, the admin of that WhatsApp group, he started off that. Baki sab to theek hai. This guy, he is the most unconventional. In a very polite way, he was trying to tell everyone, hum sab mein ye sabse atrangi nikla. And then one after another, the questions were, the first question was that, you know, you were touching the skies. As a fighter pilot, you were touching the skies. Like one of the slogans over there is, touching the sky with glory. So you were touching the skies. What happened? So I was trying to reply one by one, all of these questions which were asked, kind of challenges. So this question, when it was asked that, you were touching the skies, what happened? I said, yes, I grounded my plane to touch hearts. You had a promising career. What happened to that? I said, yes, I wanted a selfless career. You were so glamorous. What kind of glamorous life one could expect? Kya rubab, that word was there, you know, kya rubab tha, what a glamorous life. And then I thought of what I could answer to this question. I said, I wanted to serve the most glamorous. You are so young and talented. Yes, I wanted to help the young and talented. What about that? And then there was one question. In fact, this similar kind of question was asked to me after joining as a brahmachari in one of my college seminars, that you were so productive. You know, you were protecting the borders of our country. You were so protective. You were so productive. You were holding the weapons in your hand and protecting the borders of our country. I said, yes, I was productive. I wanted to be more effective. And then, recently, I was in Bombay at the Four Seasons Hotel. And over there, a similar question was asked, that why did you leave protecting the borders of our country? So I said, yes, I left shastra chode shastra ko uthane ke liye. And then I was going on and on telling that how, yes, the borders of our country might be protected. Definitely, that's required, very much required. But what about the culture of the country within the borders? And then I finally asked that how many of you would like to join this army to protect the culture of the country within the borders of this country? And this was just recently, a few weeks ago. And many of them, there were some young people like you, and many of them, they said, yes, we want to. But then I was startled by one girl. She raised her hand and she said, me too. I think you understood. I didn't know how to respond to this when she said, me too. So I remembered, you know, one interaction of a boyfriend with a girlfriend, you know, after many years, they met on Facebook. So he's writing about his experience of meeting his ex-girlfriend on Facebook after many years. Kai barson baad, purani girlfriend Facebook par mili. Baato baato mein muh se nikal gaya, I miss those college days. Usne reply mein likha, me too. He is out of WhatsApp now. He has uninstalled the WhatsApp. So this particular topic, actually what had happened was that one of my classmates, when first time he came to Radha Gopinath temple to see me, check me out actually, not just see me, but check me out. And he was very much curious that so many years and where have you been, pura class dhoond raha and like that. And, you know, I was trying to explain to him, but finally, on phone, I was not able to explain to him what happened past 20 years. Aaja, dekh le. Aankho dekha hal dekh le. Samajh mein aajayega. So he comes, and when he sees me like this, because, you know, his CD was paused like 20 years ago, and then whatever he had heard of me as an Air Force officer and etc., etc., so... You know, after that, seeing me like this, you know, he looked at me, shakal wahi hai, lekin agal bagal mein sab badal gaya hai, shakal ke. And his first response was, ye tu MTV se aasta kab ho gaya? So I asked him the question, tu Discovery Channel kab ho gaya? So then, I took him for a program and we were going. And, you know, Mumbai local train. And in the Mumbai local train, he was not willing to ask me any other questions except this one question that, tell me frankly, what exactly, why did you do that? And then, you know how sometimes things, they appear and happen so timely. So he was asking me all these questions. Kya rubab tha yaar tera? Main teri photo mein dekhta tha. Wo Air Force ki uniform mein kya teri zulfein hua karti thi? Jab college mein bhi tu tha, kya teri zulfein hua karti thi? Teri zulfon ko dekhkar... Kya rubab, kya zulfein, kya adain, all of that, you know, all those, you know these words. So all those words he was using. Ab dekh, kya ye, kyun ye sab, like that. And exactly at that time, when I was about to answer, one beggar came, you know, with the harmonium and, you know, the katora attached to the harmonium, one beggar came, you know. And if you have experienced these beggars, they sing the most philosophical songs to inspire someone to realize the potency of being selfless and giving them something. So they won't sing more romantic songs. They will sing more philosophical songs. So as I was about to answer this question, he came, you know, and he put his harmonium right in front of his face and he was playing the harmonium and singing, you know, and sometimes they have naturally amplified voice, you know, these beggars. So he was looking at him only. Because he realized isse to kuch milne nahi wala hai. So he was directly looking at him and he started to sing. मौत ने जमाने को ये समा दिखा डाला, कैसे कैसे रुस्तम को खाक में मिला डाला. याद रख सिकंदर के हौसले तो आली थे, जब गया था दुनिया से दोनों हाथ खाली थे. कल जो तन के चलते थे अपनी शानो शौकत पर, शम्मा भी नहीं जलती आज उनकी कुर्बत पर. आज जवानी पर इतराने वाले कल पछताएगा, चढ़ता सूरज धीरे धीरे ढलता है ढल जाएगा. सो नाउ आफ्टर दैट I looked at him, he looked at me. I said, do I have to say anything? I really pulled out some good amount of money and gave it to that beggar. Thank you. So yes, many times we find that we want something special. Just like all of you have come over here. You have been coming over here. It's like 160th prerna. It's been happening. I don't know how many of you have been attending all of those prernas, but most of you have been attending most of the prernas, which means you all want something special, remarkable. Really? You want to become exceptional. You want to become someone who is standing apart, stand alone. All of these are actually synonyms. I was trying to look into for the synonyms for rare. Being rare. Being exceptional, remarkable, outstanding, standing apart, all of these things. And then I read one of my very favorite shlokas from the Srimad Bhagavatam, which in fact talks about rarity. And it talks about rarity in superlative degrees. Like in our English grammar we have, you know, the positive, comparative and superlative. So in three levels it talks about rarity. So I thought that based on that one shloka from the Srimad Bhagavatam, let's tonight discuss what are the different facets and aspects of different levels of rarity which we can achieve as a human being living as a social being, a social animal within this society. So this verse in the 11th canto goes like this. Durlabho manusho deho dehinam kshanabhangura tatrapi durlabham manye vaikuntha priyadarshanam. So herein it talks about that how a human being, if he really wants to become the rarest of all human beings, he has to first face the devils within. And it requires a daredevil to face one's own devils. In the Bhagavad Gita, the first chapter, Arjun, he is giving up the Gandiva bow. And it's not that Gandiva bow all of a sudden has become so heavy that Arjun is not able to lift. That Arjun, he has got some kind of fever or dengue or something like that he's not able to lift, he's become so weak externally. So the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita wherein Arjun is giving up the Gandiva, but what he's holding on to? He's holding on to his opinion. And the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Arjun is giving up his opinion and holding on to Gandiva. That is the journey of Bhagavad Gita. If you want to know the journey of Bhagavad Gita, this is the journey of Bhagavad Gita. We come holding on to our opinion and giving up Gandiva, which is Dharma. And after understanding the entire Bhagavad Gita, what should happen, transpire within us is, we should give up that opinion so-called of ours and hold on to the Gandiva, the Dharma in our hands. So talking about that verse from the 11th canto. So here in the first level of rarity mentioned in that shloka is, it is rare, extremely rare to be born as a human being. And so many examples are there in our shastras, which explains that out of 84 lakh species of life, how this human form is the rarest. But it doesn't stop over here. In fact, Krishna himself mentions, Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhaye, yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tattvata. That amongst thousands and thousands of human beings, there will be one who will have the intelligence and inclination to inquire about Krishna Tattva. Which means, all of you assembled over here, you are one amongst those rarest species who have come with some desire, some inclination to understand Tattva, which is not available anywhere outside of what we are going to discuss tonight. To be born as a human, which means you are born by default with that intelligence to understand that Krishna Tattva. But then, the second level of rarity mentioned in this verse is Kshana Bhangura. Yes, one might be born as a human being, but then, you know, we come with an expiry date. We don't know what is that expiry date. Yes, we have our birth certificate and we celebrate that birthday every year in a very grand way. But, you know, we all know, and it's for sure that there is also an expiry date. We may not know where it is mentioned, what is that expiry date, but yes, it's there. So to have a life with some good health and a good amount of span is the second level of rarity. But then, the third rarest amongst those human beings who have been born and having a relatively healthy and long life, the rarest is those who after taking birth, like Mark Twain said, that two most important days of your life, the day you were born and the day you ask the question, why? Now, we human beings, our level of progress as a human being can be determined with the quality of our questions. The kind of questions we ask will determine how much we have evolved into our consciousness. Physically, yes, we grow. We were infant babies, and from infant babies, now we have become this big, 5 foot, 6 foot, 6.5 foot, maybe some of us, you know, you may have even your babies, your babies, you may have your own babies. So physically you have grown, but then the question is that metaphysically how much have we grown? One of the factors to determine that is the kind of questions we ask. Like I remember, I gave one seminar on mind management. It was like a 2.5 hour intense seminar on how to control mind through various angles, shastras, logic, reasoning, scientific proof and everything. And what do you expect after a 2.5 hour seminar if you ask for questions? One student, he's asking, sir, billi jab rasta kaatti hai to kya sochna chahiye? I said, seriously? After 2.5 hours of intense discussion on how to control mind, is this the best you can come up with? बिल्ली जब रास्ता काटती है तो क्या सोचना चाहिए? मैंने बोला यही सोचना चाहिए कि वो बिल्ली तुमसे ज्यादा घाई में है. अब क्या बोले? One person here in UDCT, I was doing programs, ICT now it's called. He asked, वो गणेश जी का जो सर काट गया था, पार्वती ने कटे हुए सर का क्या किया? मैंने कहा फ्रिज में रखा होगा. So what should be the quality of our questions? That is something which will determine how much have we progressed intellectually. So yes, the question, why am I born? Why I don't want miseries, but without me wanting, without me endeavoring for it, nobody endeavors for it, but still I find not just myself miserable, but so many like me. So these are the intelligent questions. So if you really want to become rare, here is the first slide in order to help us to not just become or understand the first level of rarity, but the rarest of all to begin with. Further, just for all of you, rare is to come for a Prerana festival. Rarer is to get inspired by Prerana festival. By the way, you know, I remember it was the second or third Prerana we had downstairs, and because only some 200 or 250 boys, they would come that time. So I still remember, I think Gaurang Prabhu, he gave that Prerana. And I met one boy and I asked him, because relatively everyone was new, so I was speaking to him. I asked him, so how come, you know, how come you came for Prerana? Actually, kya hai, mere girlfriend ka naam Prerana hai. I said, so? Nahi, kya ho, breakup ho gaya. So, this Prerana, by the way, is name of the festival year. Therefore, I have not put apostrophe S. Prerana's festival nahi hai. Nahi to, imagine, agar apostrophe S agar wahan pe hoga, rare is to come for Prerana's festival. Rarer is to get inspired by Prerana's festival. And guess what? The last one would be rarest is to inspire someone else with your inspired experience of the Prerana festival, by the way. Now, I still remember that day. It was afternoon and around 4:30, and I was just sitting here chanting, and absolutely there was no one. The darshan was open. There was no one in the temple. One boy and girl walked right in front, you know. And they had two thalis, you know, in their hand, big thalis. And I could make out. They couldn't see me. I was able to see from here, you know, what all was about to happen now. So, dono ne apne apne thali se mala nikali. Badi wali mala. Hota na, chamki umki bhi hoti uske andar. समझ गए? तो बड़ी बड़ी माला चमकी वगैरह उसके अंदर होती है. तो माला निकाली, फिर इसने उसको हाथ में दे दी, इसने इसको हाथ में दे दी, और अपने अपने गले में डाल लिया. एंड देन यू नो वापस निकाला, वापस थैली में डाल दिया. एंड देन दे वर अबाउट टू लीव. सो आई थॉट एटलीस्ट मुंह तो मीठा करना चाहिए ना, इतना बड़ा इवेंट हुआ है. मतलब मैगी बनने में भी दो मिनट लगते हैं, ये इतना बड़ा इवेंट हो गया, दो मिनट से भी कम. सो बेसन के लड्डू का डब्बा पड़ा रहता था. सो आई वेंट ओवर देयर, फ्रॉम हियर आई वेंट, और वो लोग जा रहे थे तो मैं बोला प्रसाद लीजिए. तो बेसन का लड्डू उनके हाथ में देते हुए कहा शादी मुबारक हो. सो यस, कमिंग फॉर दिस फेस्टिवल इज नॉट जस्ट बाय कोइंसिडेंस. लेटर ऑन आई गेस ऑल ऑफ यू मस्ट बी हैविंग अ वेरी यूनिक एक्सेप्शनल स्टोरी. Exceptional, unique, outstanding means rare. You remember? So yes, it's remarkable. Out of, you know, lakhs and lakhs of youth in Bombay, why select few of you? The invitation is for the entire city. But why the select few of you could make it? Because of this principle of rarity. Further, rare is to get loving parents. Rarer is to get to live with them. I had a friend of mine, he's still in good touch with me. Abhishek his name. Very funny character. So, he was telling me that how, especially his mother, had a very unique way of protecting him. Whenever he would propose something from his childhood, whenever he would propose something from his childhood, the way she would correct him, the way she would scold, would be to just repeat that same thing. If he has proposed something that I want to do this, I think I should be doing this, you know, I like doing this, anything he would propose, she would repeat, but she would repeat in such a tone that tone itself would give the message, it's the silliest of all proposals. So, he was telling, he remembers in his childhood, first time when he went out in the rain, the first rain, went to take bath, first rain, you know, just, you know, absolutely nothing on the body, just went to take bath. And then the mother called, ये तो नंगा क्यों नहा रहा है? So he said, नहीं, मुझे लगा मजा आएगा. So what was his proposal? मुझे लगा मजा आएगा. So she said, चल अंदर चल अंदर चल. मुझे लगा मजा आएगा. Message was loud and clear. She just repeated the same line. And then as he grew up, you know, he said, Mummy, मैं सोच रहा हूं मैं थोड़े बाल लंबे कर लूं. अच्छा? नहीं नहीं, साड़ी पहन ले, चूड़ी पहन ले, सड़क पे जा, पैसे भी मिल जाएंगे. सोच रहा हूं बाल लंबे कर लूं. And then When he was born, I don't know, he was okay looking, but then he said, when I was born very weird looking. And he exactly used the word, मैं जब पैदा हुआ ना, अदरक की तरह था मैं. अदरक जानते ना, कहीं से भी उगा हुआ. तो मैं जब पैदा हुआ अदरक की तरह था, तो जैसे ही मैं पैदा हुआ, मेरे पापा ने मुझे देखा और मेरी मां से पूछते हैं, या ये क्या हुआ है? पूरे हॉस्पिटल का मजा किरकिरा कर दिया. इसका क्या करना है? सो द मदर सेड, दर्द तो सारा मैंने सहा है, इसका क्या करना है? सो वन टाइम in one of our parties when he was asked to introduce himself, so he said, na to main kisi ka chacha hu, na main kisi ka bhatija hu, main to kisi ke manoranjan ka natija hu. But to get loving parents is not just rare, is very rare. And to get to live with them, but rarer or rarest, is to share your parents' love with the entire world. Therefore, when people, when they ask me that, why did you leave your parents? I say that the love which I received from my parents, I wanted to share with the entire world. Why just keep with myself? In fact, I remember in our training, we were told about one Air Force officer. And this was, you know, during the war, the India-Pakistan war. And this Air Force officer, his mother, she volunteered to come along with the entire battalion to the forefront, the battlefront. The mother volunteered and everyone was like, why do you want to come? What would you do? And the answer she gave, that you are fighting for the motherland, I will cook for you. So the food cooked by me will develop that love for the motherland more. I know I don't know how to shoot, you know, bullets. I don't know how to use a rifle, a gun, but I know one thing, I can cook for all of you. And that love, that motherly love, which I will, you know, infuse in that food, having that food, you will develop more love for our motherland. So yes, this is another aspect of our life. Very rare to have loving parents. Rare, more rare is to live with them. But the rarest is to spread the love, the culture, the values, the principles which we have received from those loving parents. How about this? It's rare to get married, not just get married, but get married to someone of your choice. Again, I remember, this was our Bhaktivedanta hall, initially when we used to do the Bhagavad Gita courses. So this was maybe my third or fourth Bhagavad Gita course, the 6-session course, and all new people coming, sometimes 100, sometimes 125, like that, the whole Bhaktivedanta hall with all new people. Sometimes they didn't even know there is a temple above. They would just come, attend and go. So like I was introduced. So after the introduction, you know, the first day, you know, the first session, Search for Happiness, one gentleman, after 2.5 hours of that, you know, then he came, said, sir, ek personal question puchu, personal. Maine kaha puchi? Thoda, side mein. Maine kaha, bahut hi personal lagta hai. To main side mein ho liya. Then, nahi, wo kya hai, aapka introduction jo diya na, Air Force or tennis or ye sab, aur phir angrezi wagar bhi bolte hain, aap achha bolte hain. क्या लेकिन क्या क्या हुआ ये मैंने बोला मतलब क्या हुआ मतलब नहीं नहीं ये ऐसा कोई मिली नहीं सो ऑन अ लाइटर नोट आई रिप्लाइड ही डिडंट कैच इट सो आई सेड एक्चुअली क्या था कि मैं 10 साल तक परफेक्ट मैच ढूंढ रहा था मेरे लिए 10 साल तक ढूंढा मैं अच्छा फिर एक मिली थी परफेक्ट मैच फिर क्या हुआ सो ही वॉज मोर अवेक नाउ देन बिफोर इन द कोर्स फिर क्या हुआ 10 साल तक परफेक्ट मैच ढूंढ रहे थे मिली परफेक्ट मैच मिली आप बोल रहे हैं हाँ मिली फिर क्या हुआ वो परफेक्ट मैच ढूंढ रही थी इसलिए नहीं हुआ It was a joke. He didn't catch it. सही में कोई नहीं मिली So again I remember, you know, my friend Harjinder. So what happened was that one of our batchmates, he was getting married from South India, his name Prabhakaran, he was getting married. So we were in a bank, myself and Harjinder, we were in a bank doing some bank stuff, and he came with his wedding card. So finally, you know, Prabhakaran is getting married. It was a big news, you know, in our entire batch that he's getting married. Wow. So when he got the wedding card, so because now he's from South India, so his Hindi was not that up to the mark of like someone from North, like Harjinder. So when Harjinder saw the wedding card, he said, "Ghatnasthal kahan hai?" So he said, "Ghatnasthal kya hota?" Bola, venue kahan hai? Venue. So rare is to get married to someone of your choice. Rarer is to remain happy in that marriage. It's another level of rarity. Anyone having experience of this? So Harjinder again. So what happened? I called him once, and it was actually during his 15th wedding anniversary. I called, so he was not at home, and the maid picked up the phone. So I called on the landline. The maid picked up the phone. So I said, "Saab hai kya?" Nahi, wo dono gaye, bahar gaye. Mem saab bahar gaye. Kahan gaye? Nahi, aaj unka wo hai na, wo kya bolte ho? Angrezi mein bolte na, marriage unnecessary. Maine kaha kya? वो होता है ना, हर साल करते हैं, मैरिज अननेसेसरी. ओके, सो देन आई टोल्ड हिम एवरीथिंग एंड ही सेड आई टेल यू व्हाट हैपेंड. सो ही फॉरगॉट 15th मैरिज एनिवर्सरी, ही फॉरगॉट, विच मीन्स द डे हैड जस्ट बिगन, बट समहाउ इट स्लिप्ड ऑफ हिज माइंड. एंड देन हिज वाइफ वॉज सल्किंग. You know that word? Sulking. So she was sulking and chehra chota ho gaya tha. And something was wrong, he understood. So he started to like please her. So he started to sing a song. Tum itna jo muskura rahe ho, kya gam hai jisko chhipa rahe ho. He understood, kuch to gam hai. And then she said, आज हमारी सालगिरह है, 15वीं सालगिरह है शादी की. ओ, 15वीं सालगिरह. सो देन ही स्टार्टेड टू टॉक अबाउट दैट, एंड यू नो शी वाज ओके, शी वाज नॉर्मल देन. एंड देन शी ब्रॉट द वेडिंग एल्बम 15 इयर्स अगो, हाउ वी यूज्ड टू लुक ऑन द वेडिंग डे. सो बोथ ऑफ देम सिटिंग ऑन द सोफा, एंड शी इज गोइंग थ्रू द फोटोज 15 इयर्स अगो, द वेडिंग डे फोटोज. And he's still singing the same song, by the way. Yeah? वही गाना गुनगुना रहा है. तो उसका जो स्टैंजा है, जैसे वो पिक्चर एक एक फोटोज देख रहा है, तो बोल रहा है, जिन जख्मों को वक्त भर चला है, तुम क्यों उन्हें छेड़े जा रहे हो. तुम इतना जो मुस्कुरा रहे हो. सो यस, ऑफ कोर्स जोक्स अपार्ट, बट दिस इज समथिंग, अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट टर्निंग पॉइंट इन अ मैन्स लाइफ. मोस्टली मेन आर सिटिंग ओवर हियर. सो बट देन हियर इन द रेरेस्ट is to help married people remain happy in their marriage. So many times when on that WhatsApp group of our you know, school group when I was asked that, why didn't you marry? I said, so that I can help so many married people remain in their marriage happily. नहीं तो होता क्या है? Every year it is marriage unnecessary. In fact, I remember this incident that in my travels to UK, one couple and they were like fighting tooth and nail, cats and dogs, like, you know, fighting like cats and dogs. And so they came to me and I was trying to help them. I asked, okay, tell me one thing which is common. Everything, you know, they said that, you know, the way he speaks, the way he eats, his choices, you know, his attitude, everything about him, and he also, everything about her, like that. So I finally asked, kuch ek cheez common hai? Is there one thing common between both of you? And they said, yes, the date of our marriage. Wow. Eureka. That is common. I just said one statement. I just said one statement and they are still happily married together after they heard that one statement. I said, okay, I don't want to go into the details of his behavior or her behavior. I just want to make one statement and ponder upon this one statement. Never make permanent decisions based on temporary feelings. Just that one statement. It saved their marriage. So yes, anyone can marry. And anyone can get people married. But yes, if you are getting married by your ideal example as a happily principled married person, you can help so many others. And we have here at Radha Gopinath so many, you know, ideal married couples. And they are helping so many others. So this is in regards to that aspect. Remember the verse which we have taken from the 11th canto. The three levels of rarity. And we are trying to go into the different aspects of our day-to-day living. And trying to find out that how we can become the rarest, beginning from the rare, rarer and rarest. The next. Rare is to get good education. Now I guess most of you are going through your education, and being in Bombay means definitely you must be in some reputed university, college, doing something. Like in one village, the school was next to a crematorium. Like, you know, just one wall. The school wall and the wall of the crematorium was just one common wall. And any time anybody would die in that village, school ko chutti. Because wo shav yatra puri aayegi na, to bachchon ko wo dekhna achha nahi hai. तो इसलिए जब भी कोई उस गांव में मरता था, स्कूल को छुट्टी. सो यू नो, वन डे टू फ्रेंड्स फ्रॉम वन क्लास, दे वर कमिंग आउट एंड दे सॉ टू ओल्ड पीपल फ्रॉम देयर विलेज सिटिंग लीनिंग टू द वॉल ऑफ द क्रेमेटोरियम स्मोकिंग बीड़ी. एंड दीज टू किड्स फ्रॉम the same class, they are coming out, they looked at these old people, you know, smoking bidis, and one said to the other, dekh, hamare future ki do chuttiyan bidi pi rahi hai. So, to get good education, now, education is not simply, you know, mugging up some facts and figures. Like one mother asked the boy, her son, टीपू सुल्तान कौन था बता? ऑल ऑफ अ सडन टीपू सुल्तान कौन था? नहीं पता. पढ़ाई पे ध्यान दिया कर। द बॉय आस्क्ड द मदर, सविता भाभी कौन है? सविता भाभी कौन? सविता भाभी, पापा पे ध्यान दो। सो किस पे ध्यान देना है? नॉट सिंपली गैदरिंग पीसेज ऑफ पेपर, अदरवाइज व्हाट इज हैपनिंग इज इट्स जस्ट द स्टोरी ऑफ पीसेज ऑफ पेपर। इट्स वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग, यू वांट टू नो द स्टोरी ऑफ पीसेज ऑफ पेपर। ओके, सो द मॉडर्न एजुकेशन इज टू गेट दैट बिग पीस ऑफ पेपर। व्हाट इज दैट बिग पीस ऑफ पेपर? द सर्टिफिकेट। एंड देन व्हेन वी गेट दैट बिग पीस ऑफ पेपर, व्हाट डू वी फ्रेम इट, दीवार पे टंगा के सब लोग आके देख भैया 5 साल लगाए थे मर घिस के, ये इतना बड़ा पीस ऑफ पेपर मिला है, फ्रेम करके सब लोग देखते रहो कि मैं किन जोखिमों से गुजरा हूं। देखो टंगा हुआ है दीवार पे। सो फॉर दैट वन पीस ऑफ पेपर व्हाट हैपेंस, द स्टोरी बिगिंस फ्रॉम फर्स्ट स्टैंडर्ड, सेकंड स्टैंडर्ड, यू नो, एंड देन 10th स्टैंडर्ड बोर्ड एग्जाम्स, देन 12th बोर्ड, देन इंजीनियरिंग और मेडिसिन और दिस एंड दैट। And for that, what you have to do? For that one big piece of paper, to get that one big piece of paper, you have to study so many pieces of paper. Huh? What are textbooks? Pieces of paper. So many pieces of paper. And all through the year, you study so many pieces of paper. Finally, for what? Because the final exam comes another piece of paper called question paper. What is that question paper? That question paper is to check how much have you gone through all those pieces of paper throughout the year. And in order to prove to that piece of paper that I have gone through so many pieces of paper all through the year, you have to write on another piece of paper called answer paper. So finally, that one question paper which is checking how many pieces of paper you have studied thoroughly, and you have to jot down on that one answer paper, what is the end? You get that big piece of paper. Why? So that you can get these pieces of paper. What are we discussing? Story of pieces of paper. With those pieces of paper, you buy some property. That property belongs to you. When? When there is a piece of paper. 7-12 bolte na usko. वो तुम्हारे नाम का जब 7-12 आएगा, प्रॉपर्टी पेपर्स, एंड देन व्हेन समवन ग्रोज ओल्ड, एवरीथिंग इज ऑन पीसेस ऑफ पेपर। व्हाट इज इट कॉल्ड? द विल, वसीयत। देयरफॉर इट इज सेड वेयर देयर इज अ विल देयर आर मेनी रिलेटिव्स। In fact, you know, this was some few years ago, I went to renew my passport, and to the passport office over there, you know, they were going through all the documents, you know, you have to have proof of this, proof of that, your residential proof, your birth certificate. Main bola main idhar khada hu zinda. Nobody looked at me. Certificate kidhar? Piece of paper kahan hai? If you do not have your birth certificate, even if you are alive, there is no proof. सब जगह है आइडेंटिटी प्रूफ मांगते हैं, दे देखते हैं आइडेंटिटी प्रूफ, वो उसके अंदर योर एग्जिस्टेंस इज इन दैट लिटिल स्मार्ट कार्ड, उसके अंदर बंद करके रख दिया। इतना बड़ा मैं 5-6 फुट का खड़ा हूं जिंदा, प्रूव करके दिखाओ, प्रूव करके दिखाओ कि ये तुम ही है जो सांस ले रहा है, जिंदा है, तुम ही है, प्रूव करके दिखाओ। कैसे दिखा? पीस ऑफ पेपर। एवरीथिंग इज पीस ऑफ पेपर। इनफैक्ट कोई मर भी गया उसका भी पीस ऑफ पेपर है, अभी भी विश्वास नहीं है, अरे उसको जला दिया, राख लेकर आ गए, नहीं, पीस ऑफ पेपर का है, डेथ सर्टिफिकेट का है, स्टोरी ऑफ पीसेज ऑफ पेपर। सो वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट द रियल एजुकेशन, which means to understand. Remember the first slide? Mark Twain, when he said, the two most important days of your life, you are born and why? They're asking that question. That is the beginning of real education. Rarer is to get good job based on that good education. Now, yes, we have so many people, they have done not just regular education. Like nowadays, if you tell someone, maine BCom kiya. Acha? To aarti utaro. PhD, you know, like that is something someone has done. PhD, doctorate. Lagta hai kya? Kuch isne samay bitaya hai college campus ke andar, kuch kiya hai. Again, you know, here in this ICT college, when I was preaching, one student, he was doing his PhD for past 8 years in that college. 8 years. 8 saal se PhD kar raha. So I was curious. 8 saal se agar koi PhD kar raha hai, to koi, watch, 500 subject hoga na. So I asked, kya subject kya hai PhD ka? He said, to increase the longevity of a water bubble. Increasing the longevity of a water bubble. Obviously, what question you would ask? Obviously, what question you would ask? Why? Huh? Talking about questions, it's very important the kind of questions we ask. Like, one of our congregation boys, his father gifted him a video game, a new video game. And as soon as he got the new video game, the first question he asked his father, Papa, teach me how to play. The next month, the same Papa got a bead bag from our temple, gave to the same boy, his son. You know, the spontaneous question was, why? When it came to video game, the question was, how? When it came to bead bag chanting, the question was, why? Just like, you know, if I ask you a hypothetical question, can anyone jump and touch the chandelier? Bichwala? Kud, khade hoke, kud ke, o chandelier ko touch kar sakta hai koi? Khade ho raha hai. वो छत पे तो नहीं जा रहा है चैंडेलियर ने उतारने के लिए. See you. So, so obviously a good intelligence, what question will it ask? A good intelligence will ask this question, why? अरे अच्छा खासा लेक्चर चल रहा है, हाँ? अच्छा खासा सब कुछ चल रहा है, शैंडिलियर भी अच्छे से जल रहा है, कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं दे रहा है, कोई बल्ब फट नहीं रहा है, कुछ भी नहीं कर रहा है. क्यों ये अतरंगी चीज कह रहे हो, खड़े होके उसको टच करना है? Why? The question would be, intelligent person will ask the question, why? Now, another proposal. I know you can earn 10 crores in 1 week. Huh? Spontaneous question kya hai? Hai na? Koi bhi agar ye question pucha, why? Bola, pagal aadmi. So yes, when he told me that the subject matter of his PhD was how to increase the longevity of a water bubble, my spontaneous question was, why? Why do you want to increase the longevity of a water bubble? And he didn't get it. So he was very seriously trying to make me understand. He said, Prabhuji, these big multinational companies, soap companies, you know, so द ब्रांडेड वंस, मतलब हम जैसे तो हमाम ओके चलेगा, उसमें काम चला लेते हैं, बट द ब्रांडेड सोप कंपनीज द एलीट पीपल यूज, यू नो एलीट पीपल दे यूज दो सोप्स. सो दीज मल्टीनेशनल सोप कंपनीज, यू नो दे सेल देयर प्रोडक्ट, ब्रांडेड प्रोडक्ट्स ओनली टू द एलीट पीपल, एंड व्हेन दीज एलीट पीपल दे यूज देयर सोप एंड व्हेन दे स्क्रब देयर बॉडी व्हाइल टेकिंग बाथ विद दैट सोप, द सोपी बबल्स व्हेन दे आर फॉर्मड, एंड व्हेन दीज सोपी बबल्स व्हेन दे ट्रिकल डाउन देयर बॉडी they get tickled, like that. They like it. What they like? When the soapy bubbles trickle down their body and the tickling sensation they get, they like that. So they want that the soapy bubbles should remain for a longer duration of time on their body when they are taking bath, so that when they are trickling down their body when they are taking bath, the more tickling sensation they'll get. Wow. Manushya jeevan iske liye diya gaya hume ki jo sabun ke bulbule hain unke hi aap aayu badhao. Aur kyun? और क्यों बढ़ाना है उसकी आयु? जब वो नहाने जाते हैं तो वहां पर जो वो साबुन के बुलबुले यहां वहां से जाते हैं, उनको जो गुदगुदी होती है, उसके लिए एक बंदा 8 साल से पीएचडी कर रहा है. लो कर लो बात. अनदर स्टूडेंट आफ्टर दैट, व्हेन आई आस्क्ड हिम, सो ही वाज डूइंग PhD on another subject for 9 years. I said, tu bhi bata de. So he said, I am doing PhD on to increase the elasticity of a chewing gum. One person is doing PhD on the digestive system of Alaskan mosquitoes. Alaska mein jo machhar hai, wo machhar का पाचन कैसा होता है वो बेचारे मच्छर को भी पता नहीं होगा. वो खा पी के अपना काम अच्छी से कर रहा होगा और यहां पे पूरा टीम लगा हुआ है उसको रिसर्च कर रहे हैं कि उसका पाचन कैसा होता है, कब कब गैस होती है उसको. सो यू नो रेयरर इज टू गेट a good job based on that good education. In that same college, initially when I started preaching, now this was initial, just like, you know, in the first month of preaching in that college, and there was this one student, everyone was new, absolutely new. I myself was the first time going to that college for preaching. Everyone was new in the audience, but this one student, he was taking down notes every lecture. He wouldn't even look at me. As soon as the lecture would begin, his eyes would be on the notebook, and like as if he's jotting down the entire lecture. So finally, after 2-3 weeks, I asked him that, what do you write, what do you do with these extensive notes, you know, tumhare engineering bhi to tum kar rahe ho. So he said, sir, actually I'm preparing for GRE. So some of the words which you use really helping in my vocabulary. I said, really? So that's the reason you are noting down everything for your GRE? Yeah, main Murari ke bare mein bol raha hu aur tum GRE prepare kar rahe. But rarest is to help those who are confused despite of good education and job. So yes, good education is required, and a stable, good, respectable job based on that good education is required. But then when we find people who are confused, do you know the WHO report, every year 1 million people commit suicides, 1 million every year. 1 million means 10 lakhs. 10 lakh people committing suicide every year, which means if you do the math, one suicide every 40 seconds. We started this lecture around 7:30. You can do the math, how many might have committed suicide by this time in 1 hour. And these are all successful suicide, by the way. It sounds a little weird, successful suicide. Because there are attempted suicides also which go unsuccessful. It happens. Like, you know, in my school days, one girl from my senior batch, she failed in a 10th standard and she drank Begon spray. Pata hai, wo pehle aata tha, pump mein dal ke Begon spray, cockroach ko marne wala. So she drank, pura usko khali karke Begon spray pi gai. She didn't die. She didn't die. She was hospitalized for just 1 month and she was back to normal. Then the father, you know, he said, now I know why cockroaches are not dying in our house. Ye cockroach kyun nahi mar rahe ghar pe? So there are so many unsuccessful suicides also. Attempted suicides. These are successful suicides. 1 million. It's not a joke. And mostly the educated ones. So here at Churchgate there is this GCH hostel. So I used to go to this GCH hostel at Churchgate. And very different kind of students over there. And so the program would start 9 p.m. Because that was the time when they were most awake. And they would come back to attend the programs. And the program would be, I would speak like for 5 minutes and there would be like 10 questions on whatever I have spoken. So I remember, I just asked this question that, what do you think, is the real meaning of happiness? So one boy, he said, real happiness is in bed. First, I didn't understand. I was like, but he meant something else. Real happiness is in bed. The culmination of all happiness is in bed. So I said, yes. The culmination of everyone's life is in bed. Death, bed. Ajamil, he married a prostitute. Why? Because he wanted to enjoy in bed. But his real self-realization he got when he was on his death bed. So yes, anybody can be good in bed, but the rarest one is the one who is good on his death bed. So herein, I'll take you on another questionnaire. The topic at hand is dare to be rare, which means to be that remarkable, exceptional person who can contribute into the society with something which is meaningful and valuable, which is unprecedented, which is extraordinary, what Prabhupada did. So herein the question is, are you anybody? Anybody can get a degree. It's not a big thing. Anybody can get a degree. Try getting some humility. Because many times when we are having all those figures after our name in the visiting card, all those degrees, what happens? The flip side of that, one becomes very proud. Here, in fact, when I was here at Radha Gopinath Temple many years ago, the first preaching assignment which I was given was doing school preaching. There is a school next to Babulnath Temple. So the principal had come because that was the year when the value education was made compulsory in the school textbooks. So the principal had come that if one of your preachers can come and teach value education. So I newly joined that time, 98. And then I was told that, go, thoda experience milega preaching ka, bachchon ko shuru karo preaching. So from 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, those, you know, children, those classes. So I prepared a syllabus, you know. I asked, do you have a book on value education? Yeah, we don't have any book. You bring your course material, everything. All freedom is given. So I prepared the 20 points of knowledge from Bhagavad Gita, 13th chapter. And different qualities like tolerance, patience, humility. So I remember 10 standard students. So I was teaching them the quality of humility. And after 1 hour of explaining about this quality of humility, like backbenchers hote na, masti kar rahe hain piche. So two of them, they were, you know, least bothered about what was going on, and they were having their own class and whatever gala time. So it was getting too disturbing. So I asked one of them, I stopped my class, I asked, khade ho, kya bol rahe hain aaj hum log class mein, kiski charcha chal rahi, what are we discussing in class today? Now, remember, this is after 1 hour of discussing, I talking about humility, that quality. So when I asked him, what were we discussing? He said, sir, humidity. And the funniest part was, nobody laughed. Samajh gaye? Everyone thought for the past 1 hour, this guy has been talking about bahut hai Bombay mein. So the guy was talking to, maine usko khada kiya, kam se kam isko thoda sunai diya hoga. Usko maine pucha, you get up? What we have been discussing for past 1 hour? So he realized that He has goofed up. So when I asked him, he said, sir, humanity. Which means this word humility is not in their conversation at all. 90% of those students, they didn't even know what is the meaning. They had never heard of that word. Forget about the quality. Now Hanumanji, what kind of talent Hanumanji had? If you actually go into, you know, who is more qualified? Hanumanji, you know, the kind of speaking skills he had. Asht Siddhi Nav Nidhi Ke Data Aswar Deen Janaki Mata. It's mentioned about Hanumanji. He was so talented. Asht Siddhi, wo sab dete hain dusron ko. Itne unke paas hain. One, the longest jump. If somebody can say that, you know, I am a big athlete compared to Hanumanji. One jump from Rameshwaram to Lanka. Longest jump. High jump, ye sab, you know, Anoraniyan, he would become smaller than the smallest. And all different kinds of siddhis he had. When Ravana, he saw Hanumanji, and, you know, Hanumanji, when he put Hanumanji's tail on fire, Hanumanji wanted it. And recently I heard something very interesting about that, how Hanumanji was the best management guru. You know in what way? What is one cardinal principle of being the best manager? Maximum output with minimum input. And that's what Hanumanji did. In the burning of Lanka, that's what Hanumanji did. Kya hua? That jo unki poonch par aag lagai, kisne? Ravan ne lagwai. To kaise? Kapda bandha. Poonch pe kapda bandha. Kapda kiska tha? Ravan ka. Uspe ghaslet dala. Ghaslet kiska tha? Ravan ka. उस पर माचिस से तीली, माचिस की तीली से आग लगाई। वो माचिस किसकी थी? रावण की। जली किसकी? लंका किसकी थी? सो दिस इज कॉल्ड द बेस्ट मैनेजमेंट फॉर्मूला। एवरीथिंग ऑफ रावण, और जलाई भी रावण की लंका। बट व्हेन हनुमान जी वॉज आस्क्ड, ही सेड टू रावण दैट आई एम द लीस्ट। दिस इज द ह्यूमिलिटी पार्ट ऑफ हनुमान जी। डिस्पाइट बीइंग सो टैलेंटेड एंड सो कंपीटेंट, हनुमान जी वॉज सो हम्बल, ही सेड आई एम द लीस्ट अमंगस्ट द सर्विटर्स ऑफ लॉर्ड राम। सो दिस इज द रियल मेडल ऑफ एन एजुकेटेड पर्सन, नॉट सिंपली गैदरिंग डिग्रीज बट टू गैदर ह्यूमिलिटी। सो इफ यू आर एनीबडी, एनीबडी कैन हैव डिग्रीज, बट इफ यू हैव ह्यूमिलिटी, यू आर द रेयरेस्ट अमंगस्ट द एजुकेटेड क्लास। Anybody can get a job. Recently I got to know that I can't believe that this is also a kind of job which people do. It will be quite shocking, bizarre. It's the most bizarre kind of job. So these people in one of the European countries, they are working for a deodorant company. Now you know deodorants. Why they are used and where they are used. So what they have to do, their job is to smell people's armpits after they have applied the deodorant of that company. That how effective is the deodorant. Matlab ye bhi naukri hai ek. So what education is required? खाली सूंघ कर पैसे कमाओ, लेकिन क्या सूंघ कर? एनीबडी कैन गेट अ जॉब। ट्राई वर्किंग सेल्फलेसली फॉर समवन। यू नो आई टुडे मॉर्निंग आई केम बाय पंचवटी एक्सप्रेस। आई रिमेम्बर दैट वन टाइम आई वॉज गोइंग फ्रॉम हियर बैक टू नासिक, द सेम पंचवटी एक्सप्रेस, एंड you know there were some Gujarati middle aged masis ladies, and they had a lot of luggage, and there were no men with them, so there was huge, you know, the size of the luggage was also the same as their size, you know. Huge everything. So I was trying to help them, because you know they wanted to get down at Nasik, and it stops only for 5 minutes at Nasik, the train. So I was trying to help them, and they were shocked. Now one of them looked at me, you know, this color, ye itna lal to nahi lag raha ye shirt. Lal shirt wale kya karte hain, samajh gaye na? To usko laga ki ye kuli hai, bola hey, paisa waisa nahi apne paas. Nahi mata ji, main aise aapki madad karne ke liye. And they were in disbelief. Imagine, I was shocked that if this is the state of affairs, that we are going to help someone selflessly, it is shocking to them. Which means this has become so unusual. Which means this has become so rare. And if you can become that rare person, that if you help someone without any expectations, selflessly, you are standing apart. Because anyone and everyone can work for money, for some remuneration, but to work selflessly, it requires that level of rarity. Anybody can earn money. Try earning people's blessings. And this is what happening. Just recently we have celebrated Dashehra. Ram, if you look into the career of Lord Ram, And if you look into Ravana's biodata, all through their life, Ram was earning blessings, beginning from Vishwamitra, and when he was exiled into the forest, all through those 14 years, he was just going, meeting sages, helping them, in fact, winning provinces for people and making them into kings of those provinces. And what was he doing? He was just earning blessings after blessings after blessings. And on contrary, what Ravan was doing, he was just going from this place to that place looking for satisfying his lust for women. And Vedavati, Nalakuvar's wife, Ramba, cursing, Nalakuvar curse that in future if you even attempt to do anything like that, the original Me Too movement started then. So all through what he was doing, he was simply accumulating curses after curses. Although he had what? Swarnim Lanka. Golden Lanka. And it was not like just, some gold leafing on this thing, pillars and all that. Actual solid gold. His entire Lanka was made of solid gold. Imagine the kind of opulence he had. मतलब कोई पार्क का बेंच वो भी सोने का, सोने के लिए और सोने का. So he, if you look into the kind of money he had acquired, he had stolen that from Kuvera. Now we all know who is Kuvera. वहां से उनकी चोरी कर ली इसने. मतलब someone stealing Reserve Bank of India, imagine. इधर छोटे बड़े कोई बैंक नहीं आ गया, ऐसा पंजाब सिंध बैंक ये सब कुछ नहीं, सीधा रिजर्व बैंक ऑफ इंडिया. द काइंड ऑफ मनी ही हैड, बट व्हाट वाज ही डूइंग एज फार एज हिज पर्सनल लाइफ, एक्यूमुलेटिंग कर्सेस आफ्टर कर्सेस बिकॉज ऑफ दैट एरोगेंट लाइफ, बिकॉज ऑफ दैट अनरेस्ट्रिक्टेड लाइफ ऑफ सैटिस्फाइंग हिज लास्ट. देन इंटरेस्टिंगली, Anybody can have. आजकल थोड़ा स्पेसिफाई करना पड़ता है. बॉयफ्रेंड ऑल्सो. यू नो वॉट वेडिंग क्रैशर्स आर? वो वेडिंग क्रैशर्स आर. किसी की भी शादी में घुस जाओ, लड़की वालों की तरफ से, लड़के वालों की तरफ से. हरजिंदर मुझे ले गया था बहुत सी ऐसी शादियों में. बोल देता तू लड़की वालों की तरफ से, मैं लड़के वालों की तरफ से, लाइक दैट, सो हैविंग सम गुड फीस्ट. दे आर कॉल्ड वेडिंग क्रैशर्स, सोफिस्टिकेटेड टर्म फॉर देम. आइडिया नहीं दे रहा हूं मैं आपको. सो वन ऑफ सच अ वेडिंग क्रैशर, ही वेंट एंड देन सम पीपल स्पॉटेड दैट ही लुक्स अनयूजुअल. रेयर लग रहा है, रेयर लगता है, अलग है कुछ, हमारे कॉम का नहीं लग रहा है. सो दे आस्क्ड हिम वन क्वेश्चन. दे आस्क्ड हिम, किसकी तरफ से? सो ही वॉज नॉट सो प्रिपेयर्ड. सो ही सेड, मैं लड़की वालों की तरफ से. इतना मारा उसको, इतना मारा. उसे क्यों मार रहे? दिस इज अ गे मैरिज गोइंग ऑन. So anybody can have a girlfriend. वो होता है ना in college, there are these terms, Someone says I have a crush on her, है ना? Common है ना? I have a crush on her. And then after a few years, crushed by her. So, when we are talking of this, try protecting girls from Eve teasers. Very much required the present times. That yes, you will find boys boasting about their affairs, boasting about their girlfriends and boyfriends, whatever. But then, if you can become the protectors of this very respectable gender, then that is being very rare. That is going to stand you apart. You will be the outstanding youth of your times if you will become that hero who will protect those girls from those eve teasers. Anybody can have a spouse and house. Try saving families within those homes. So that paradox which we talk about, that nowadays we are living in an age wherein people are having bigger, fancier homes but broken families within them. So earlier there used to be joint families, then disjointed families. Now they call it nuclear families. Now there was an era when they were called as nuclear families. You know now what has happened? Simply some protons and neutrons hanging, hovering around like that, you know. Forget about joint family, forget about nuclear family, simply protons and neutrons. Anybody can build a terrific body. Even Photoshop can do that. But try building a terrific attitude. Just having biceps and triceps and forceps and this pack and that pack. You know, anybody can have that just by lifting some weights and doing stuff here and there physically. But having a terrific attitude. Now, Bruce Lee, he was a person of his time who had the most terrific body. Not just as far as the shape is concerned, but as far as the strength is concerned, the agility is concerned. But you know, the kind of attitude he had, it was not just having a terrific body, but the kind of terrific attitude he had when he was asked, when Bruce Lee was asked, that what is that one thing you fear? You are unbeatable. You are unmatched. But is there something you fear? And a very wonderful, powerful reply he gave. He said, I don't fear that opponent who has learnt 10,000 tricks of kicking. But I fear that opponent who has learnt one kick 10,000 times. Now, it's not just play of words. It's how you look at. How you look at not just anything you do, but you look at your entire life with this angle of vision, with this ideology of thinking apart. As they say, thinking out of the box. Further on, anybody can look handsome. Nowadays there are so many salons, you go to parlors here and there, this lift, that lift. You know, you can dye your hair, you can do facelift and that lift, and you can come out as most handsome. Try giving a helping hand to some. This is very rare. Try giving a helping hand to some. If you have that attitude of giving a helping hand to some, you will be the most handsome. That's for sure. Because you will stand out to be the rarest amongst even the good looking, handsome looking guys. Anybody can stand for national anthem. Go for a movie. Nobody goes there to stand for national anthem. But jabardasti wahan pe kuch aur dekhne gaye hain, lekin khada hona padta hai na aajkal. Everyone stand for the national anthem. Kha raha hoga popcorn, ko bhai khade ho jao, attention mein khade ho jao. Anybody can stand. National anthem shuru hote hi sab log khade ho jayenge. But try standing to defend nation's pride. Try standing for that. That is the rarest of all patriotic Indian who can stand for for the nation's pride, not just stand for national anthem. Yes, that is also, we are standing for the pride of the nation. But when our nation is being attacked, especially when its reputation is being attacked, how much do we stand for protecting and defending that reputation of our nation? I remember, this was in one of the universities abroad, and one student, he was a white-bodied British, and he asked me this question, that I visited India, and I have seen in your country that there is so much of differentiation. The word he used, now the words which people use also signify that what they mean by that. So instead of using the word, there is so much of variety. What do we say? There is so much of variety in India. You go to north, you know, the cuisine, the language, the dress code, the complexion, there is so much of variety. You go to east, you go to south, you know, west, there is so much of variety. But the word he used, there is so much of differentiation in your country. I said, what do you mean? He said, I saw some of you, just your complexion. Look at your complexion. Some of you, you are dark complexioned. Really dark, jet black. I saw some people, they are jet black. Then I saw some people, you know, they are like in between, like some brownie, you know. Not really jet black. Some are really fair looking. So why so much of differentiation? Look at us. In this glorious country, we are all just one tone. We are all just one complexion. We are all fair-skinned, fair-complexioned. Now this was in front of like 500 students. And they were expecting. What would I say? Jai Shri Radha Gopinath Ji Ki. Do you want to know? So, I said, have you seen donkeys? They are all one complexion. And have you seen horses? You will find horses brown colored, black colored, white colored. You find horses of different complexion. But donkeys are all one complexion. So in Liverpool University, first time when I was invited to speak over there, so they asked, you can't come in like this, in this dress. I said, why? No, this is not a gentleman's attire. The term they used, this is not a gentleman's attire. So I said, okay, now I can't change. I only have this. So they allowed, just for that one session. I had some series of sessions. So they just allowed for that one session. And the beginning of my talk, I said that in your country, a tailor makes you a gentleman. But the country I am coming from, culture makes one a gentleman. Not just. हम दर्जी के मोहताज नहीं है कि कोई दर्जी वो निर्धारित करे कि मेरा चरित्र क्या होना चाहिए इसलिए चित्र से ज्यादा चरित्र को सुधारो चित्र से ज्यादा चरित्र को सुधारो and would like to inform you let you know about this one incident which took place in 1920. Some of you might have read about this person. He was Maharaja Jai Singh Prabhakar from Rajasthan, the city called Alwar. He was the Maharaja of Alwar, Maharaja Jai Singh Prabhakar. And in the 1920s, when India was under the British rule, he went to London, just, you know, on holiday. He went to London and over there, he He was not dressed up as a Maharaja. He just went out on the London streets walking just to see, first time going to London 1920, the Maharaja. So he just went like a commoner. And he saw the showroom of Rolls-Royce. And he entered the showroom of Rolls-Royce, you know, the famous Rolls-Royce from Britain. And over there, initially he was not allowed to even enter. People were judging him based on his looks and his attire and his disposition. And he liked one Rolls-Royce so much, he said, I want to buy this. And he was literally kicked out of the showroom. He said, Aukaat dekh apni. In English they said. Main Hindi mein translate kar raha hu, to jyada effective rehta hai na. To angrezi mein unhone keh diya, apni aukaat dekhiye, Rolls Royce kharidne aaya, dafa ho, dafa. What did that salesman say? Just leave this place. And he felt so insulted that just because I'm not disposing myself as a so-called gentleman, that's how you treat to me. So then he dressed himself and he announced that the Maharaja of Alwar is coming to the Rolls-Royce showroom to buy some cars. Then there was a red carpet welcome, and then they realized he's the same guy who just came dressed like ordinary person. So he went and he bought seven Rolls-Royce car in 1920. Seven Rolls-Royce car. And it was like one person buying in one shot seven Rolls-Royce. It was a big deal. So they had to somehow arrange, and he paid cash. He paid cash. Right. Over the counter. Cash. And he said, I want these seven Rolls-Royce to be shipped to Alwar, my city in Rajasthan, India. And seven Rolls-Royce were shipped to Alwar, Rajasthan. This is not the end of the story. You know what he did? As soon as those seven Rolls-Royce, brand new seven Rolls-Royce, when it came to Alwar city in Rajasthan, he gave it to the Nagarpalika. To the municipality. Alwar Nagarpalika ko de diya. Bola, roj isse kachara uthane ka Alwar ka pura. Every day. And this is a true story. Every day, from in that city of Alwar, the jo kachara uthta tha, this is the image of that. See, वो झाड़ू बांधी हुई है रोल्स रॉयस को. यूज्ड रोल्स रॉय कार फॉर गार्बेज कलेक्शन इन अलवर. सेवन रोल्स रॉयस. एंड दिस न्यूज वॉज इट स्प्रेड इन कंट्रीज लाइक यूएस एंड अदर फर्स्ट वर्ल्ड कंट्रीज. एंड व्हेन दे गॉट टू नो दैट, एंड दे वर टेलिंग, दे वर राइटिंग लेटर्स टू रोल्स रॉयस कंपनी, व्हाट योर रोल्स रॉय कार इज यूज एज यू नो अ कचरा गाड़ी. A kachara gadi in India and a city in India called Alwar. So they, because their reputation was at stake, so they wrote a letter to Maharaja Jai Singh Prabhakar. They wrote a letter of apology. The British Parliament wrote a letter of apology. Rolls Royce wrote a letter of apology. Please stop. And they then shipped the new brand of Rolls-Royce, six of them free, to Maharaja Jai Singh Prabhakar. And when six more Rolls-Royce, which were given as a gift free to Maharaja at that time, then he stopped that. Because he said, you didn't just insult me, you insulted my nation. Aur ye sabak sikhaya ek Maharaja Jai Singh Prabhakar ne. So very interesting quote, lions don't sleep over the opinion of sheep. Therefore, you will find that lions, they are always having, you know, a kind of regal. they have a kind of regal disposition, and whenever they sprawl around in the jungle, therefore they are called the king of the jungles. But then what happens, you know, there is this thing called mob psychology. You know what is mob psychology? Mob psychology means that if I am doing something uncommon and something out of the norm, out of the normal, इसलिए कहते हैं ना, सबसे बड़ा रोग क्या कहेंगे लोग, सुना है ना? और अक्सर क्या होता है, सबसे बड़ा रोग क्या कहेंगे चार लोग, गिन चुन के उसकी जिंदगी में चार लोग ही होंगे, लेकिन वो लोग क्या बोलेंगे, हरे कृष्णा मंदिर जाता है, तिलक लगाया, माला ले लिया, क्या कहेंगे लोग, सबसे बड़ा रोग क्या कहेंगे लोग। जब मुझे ये पहली बार बताया गया सबसे बड़ा ये रोग है, तो मैंने एक लाइन और ऐड करी, यदि कोई कहता है सबसे बड़ा रोग क्या कहेंगे लोग, सबसे बड़ा योग जब भगवान से जुड़ेंगे लोग। एंड अगेन दिस क्वेश्चन वॉज आस्क्ड टू मी इन one corporate seminar. This question was asked to me, that why you dressed so weirdly? What is the question? Why you dress so weirdly? Like, what is this, you know, bed sheets around your waist and that something sticking out in the front and this kind of color, why like this? So he was wearing a tie. So I said, ye jo idhar latka hai kant langot ki kya hai? हिंदी ट्रांसलेशन ऑफ अ टाई क्या है? कंठ लंगोट। सेड हियर इन बॉम्बे इट्स सो हॉट सो ह्यूमिड दैट व्हाई आर यू वेयरिंग, व्हाट इज द लॉजिक? सो ही आस्क्ड मी व्हाट इज द लॉजिक बिहाइंड दिस अटायर। आई सेड फॉरगेट अबाउट दिस लॉजिक, यू टेल मी योर लॉजिक। ये जो यहां बांध रखा है फंदा, उसके पीछे का लॉजिक बता। सो ही वॉज लुकिंग, दिस इज लाइक you know, I'm in a good established respectable job, you're supposed to wear, it's a uniform, this tie. I said, no, I'm not asking about what you're supposed to wear, I'm asking, give me the logic behind wearing this. Isko matlab yahan par hi aise phande ki tarah bandh ke, aur kidhar bhi bandh sakte na, idhar hi kyun bandha aise? So he said, I don't know what is the logic. I said, I'll tell you. In the medieval times, in the European countries, because those countries are so hot, so cold, you know, like so cold countries, so many times people would be, you know, working for the whole day and working outside, some, you know, laborers. So what would happen, because of the cold weather, they would have running noses. तो काम करते समय बार बार वो हैंकरचीफ निकाल के नाक साफ करने से अच्छा उनके बॉस क्या करते थे, बोला इधर ही बांध लो, जब भी नाक बहेगा यहीं से जल्दी जल्दी हो जाए। एक्चुअली दिस इज द हिस्टोरिकल रेफरेंस बिहाइंड दिस कंठ लंगोट। So, you know, just because, you know, it's the norm, or, you know, what would people say and all of that stuff. Like when I was, you know, as people say, when I was in my normal life, they say, तो जब normal था पता ना, वो जिंदगी बताता रही, ये नहीं, normal जब था. So, all these parties, you know, especially the Air Force parties on big days, so I would always have my nimbu pani, you know, I would love my nimbu pani. Must remember last time I mentioned about that nimbu pani. So I was always having my nimbu pani, and everyone else would have, you know, different colored waters. So one of my commanders, you know, he came to me and he said, why, you know, you are always like this, you know, this nimbu pani, why you don't drink, why you are not like others, sab log pee rahe, tu kyun nahi peeta? So first I said, sir, I want to know when I'm enjoying. I want to know when I'm enjoying. And he said, why don't you go along with the flow? The word he used, why don't you go along with the flow? So I said, sir, only dead fish go along with the flow. Only dead fish, they go along with the flow. Isliye, if you are representing the most glamorous over here, don't be shy. Even if the entire mob outside might be advertising and propagating with the propaganda of what is supposedly being normal and being cool, to unko hum kehte hain, mere akelepan ka mazak udane walo, mere akelepan ka mazak udane walo, zara ye to batao ki jis bheed mein tum khade ho wahan tumhara kaun hai. And finally, the topic which we have been discussing, dare, to be rare. So I have made this word rare into an acronym. R stands for being the risk taker, but not stupid risk takers. Being an analyzer, being a revolutionary, therefore Krishna conscious process might be evolutionary. The process is evolutionary, but the result is revolutionary. And finally, becoming the exclusive contributor. Again, I remember, this was some years ago, when I was in London. So there was a symposium, it was kind of an interfaith symposium, wherein people from so many different countries, from Africa, African countries, from Japan, from China, from US, from Australia, they all had come, gathered. And I was sent by the local ISKCON temple that you go as a representative of India. Not representative of ISKCON, but representative of India, because they were all delegates representing their own countries. And the purpose of that symposium was that every country, they have to present what is the contribution of their country towards world. So they all had to present one by one. And there was one who was comparing and he was mentioning. And then, like, I had thought of speaking something about our country and about the culture and all of that. But then at the end, the person, the organizer, the main organizer, he announced that you all can speak in your own native language of your country. And we have interpreters and they will interpret and they will translate it, but you can speak so that, you know, you can present. So then when India was introduced, so he said that here we have a representative from India, India who contributed into the world. Zero. Contributed? Zero. Was he wrong in saying that? No. We all know India contributed when it comes to numericals, the number zero. And you know another thing which India contributes into? Decimal. In Hindi it's called dashamlav. But the way he said, with some sarcasm in it, then what is the contribution of India? Zero. Like that. So then when my turn came, and I was supposed to speak in Hindi now, over there, I had prepared to speak in English, but then they said, you can speak in Hindi and we have our translators. So I started. Whatever he had mentioned about zero, like that, I started. Because this was one thing which we used to sing in our Air Force days.
जब जीरो दिया मेरे भारत ने, भारत ने मेरे भारत ने, दुनिया को तब गिनती आई, तारों की भाषा भारत ने, देता न दशमलव भारत तो, यूं चांद पे जाना मुश्किल था, धरती और चांद की दूरी का अंदाजा लगाना मुश्किल था, सभ्य था जहां पहले आई, पहले जन्मी है जहां से कला, अपना भारत वो भारत है जिसके पीछे संसार चला, संसार चला और आगे बढ़ा, आगे बढ़ा बढ़ता ही गया, भगवान करे ये और बढ़े, बढ़ता ही रहे और फूले फले, बढ़ता ही रहे और फूले फले। है प्रीत जहां की रीत सदा, मैं गीत वहां के गाता हूँ, भारत का रहने वाला हूँ, भारत की बात सुनाता हूँ।
सो चैतन्य महाप्रभु सेड भारत भूमित होइल मनुष्य जन्मजार, विच मीन्स ही सेड टू बी बॉर्न इन दिस होली लैंड ऑफ भारत इज द रेयरेस्ट ऑफ ऑल गोल्डन अपॉर्चुनिटी। And this is the sandesh which we have to spread into the entire world, which our rare Srila Prabhupada did, following in the footsteps of this. Rarest of all gentlemen, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In which Srila Prabhupada, he said, I was one old Indian. Without any money, without any of those resources which people many times gather to go abroad, without any help, without any contacts, without any money, I was one old Indian. That was his humility, of course. And he said, he was imploring upon all of us, young, talented, resourceful, educated Indians, that if one old Indian can bring about this rare revolution in the form of this Krishna consciousness movement, what to speak if so many educated, talented, young Indians come together, what difference they can make. We can stand out, we can stand apart, and we can make the most outstanding contribution towards the entire world, for which the entire world will remember this entire nation to be the rarest of all nations present on this planet Earth. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Hari Bol.
Thank you very much, Shikshashakam Prabhu. Let us thank him by three times loudly chanting. I hope you all enjoyed this class. Really? Would like to have him again? So Shikshashak Prabhu is coming regularly now, almost every year we have his prayana. And if you really want him to come next year again, please chant three times loudly, Haribo! Thank you, Prabhu. Prabhu is very busy, actually just arrived in the evening from Nashik. And maybe tonight again, he's going to Nashik again for important program. He's just pushing himself for us. We have wonderful guests today with us, sitting there. I'd like to welcome them all. We have Jishnu Sanyalji, who is a famous badminton player. He represented India in badminton. He has won Bahrain International, won Kenya International, and was third in the South Asian Games. Thank you, Jishnu, for coming. Jishnu and his good friend Ganesh, they both are certified coach for Badminton Association of India. We also have with us H.G. Diute. He is the fire brigade sub officer in Thane. Thank you for coming. We have with us Mr. Krishna, IT solution architect. Is he here? Okay, no problem. We also have Professor Gaurav, Assistant Professor, HBT Medical College, Pankaj Kotak, businessman, and Saurav Pause, Senior Manager in JP Morgan, along with his good wife Rajeshri. So let us welcome all these wonderful guests to our Prerana Festival by three times sound chanting. Haribo! And also all those wonderful youth who have come for the very first time today, aaj jo pehli baar aaye hai, we like to ask them to kindly stand up in their position. All those who came for the very first time today for a Prerana Festival, jo pehli baar aaj aaye, khade ho jaiye. Wonderful, thank you. So very happy to see you all. Thank you. I hope you all enjoyed this class. And you're always welcome for our future Prerana Festivals. And I know you all have a badge also with you, right? So with your badge, after this program, the kirtan is there, nice dancing program. After that, you can go down, just below this temple hall, there is a Bhaktivedanta hall. You can directly go there and you can get today's dinner prasadam and a special gift for all of you. Okay, so let us welcome this wonderful youth to our Prerana Festival by three times loudly chanting. Thank you, please take your seat. Please take your seat just for 2 minutes. Hare Krishna, baith jaiye niche. As you know, this ISKCON Youth Services conduct an yatra, a trip to a holy place with a lot of excitement and adventures with wonderful youth preachers. Our 2019 IYS yatra this time will be going to Tirupati. So the dates are 2nd February to 7th February, and those who are interested can contact IYS preachers and counselors for registration and more details. The next Prerana Festival will be on December 1st of this year. The topic is Destiny, Do We Make It? Destiny, Do We Make It? And the speaker is His Grace Chaitanya Charan Prabhu. There are some more announcements before we go for Kirtan. This is from the BTG's counter downstairs. Backdated BTGs are available for a fabulous discount of only 10 rupees today for the Prerana Festival. Students' discount for BTG yearly subscription is 250 rupees only. And Kartik Mahatme is BTG's Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra special is only 20 each. There is also a special book by the BTG, Descending Divinity, and that's available for 120 each. So these are a few announcements, and now we'll go for Kirtan.
Would you like to lead Kirtan, Roji?
Okay. So we'll have Kirtan kindly rise on your seats, and there'll be Kirtan, there'll be Prasadam downstairs. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.